With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Marital Martinis. I'm Adam, and here is Danielle.
Hello.
Something weird is going on right now. I had 2 glasses of wine. I feel like I've had 6.
Mm-hmm. Well, our listeners are going to be very happy because they were very disappointed in the last drunk episode where they said we did not sound drunk enough.
Weird.
Weird, because I felt so drunk that episode.
When was that? I don't remember doing that.
2-3 weeks ago?
I remember.
That was the last episode we recorded together.
I remember saying to you, what's the description for the episode? And you didn't know, and I didn't know. And I just said, fuck it. Like, we just don't remember. We were too drunk.
I usually write a description, like a 10-sentence description about each episode. And that one, I was just like, just fucking right that we don't remember what we talked about. But then people were like, no, you sounded super so. Even my friends were like, you didn't sound drunk. And I was like, I was really drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have the pictures to prove it.
I took a funny picture of you was it 2 nights ago? Because we always post those pictures of you laying in bed.
Same position every single time.
Right. But this one, I felt... to capture a different moment. So I went around the bed and got you from head on, not from feet on, where you were still...
You took me from behind?
I did not take advantage of you.
You took the picture from behind.
I took the picture from your head down to your feet. So the other side of the bed that I usually do. And you were still holding your phone in your hand while you were passed out on the bed. And I thought that was a great caption. Did you post that one yet? Or
I did not post that one yet. I will. I'm waiting for the right moment. I don't want to waste it. It was a good one. It was a really good one.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's any correlation of, for me, I'm coming down to the end of quarantine because we're in New Jersey, as most of you know. Businesses are now allowed for curbside pickup. I have a retail business. I've been out of work since February, long time. We're now allowed to open up for curbside. So I'm back to work coming Monday. And for whatever reason, like everything in our lives just unraveled in the last 2 days, going along with me going back to work. We talked about so much already with selling our house, buying a new house, going back to work. The podcast stuff, like we're going to be on, is this releasing Monday?
This is releasing Monday.
So we're going to be on the Tamron Hall show
Wednesday.
On Wednesday. So we're recording it Monday.
Yeah. Well, we were supposed to be on the Tamron Hall show, what, February, March?
It was February.
February. And it got, we went to the city. We woke up in the morning. Makeup person came for me. Got all made up. You know, we got all ready to go. We get to the studio and they say, we're sorry, we're doing just coronavirus coverage today. So we're like, fuck, we came all the way here. Like, we're really disappointed. But they have been so awesome. They were like, we promise we're going to have you back on.
We were like, okay, sure you are.
Yeah. They have been so awesome. So they called us the other day and they're like, we're doing an episode on mental health. So we really want to have you guys on because we know that how open you are about that. So yeah, so Wednesday, set your DVRs, whatever time Tamron Hall is on. I had to record videos first thing in the morning of me, like literally when I just woke up. I look like roadkill. I really do.
I kind of did the same thing where we had to do the videos and I was still in bed.
Yeah, and you probably look exactly like you do now.
No, my face is not on. I don't look normal.
Your face is not on.
Isn't that what
you
the
have
term?
To do your face up?
Have to do my face. Isn't that the term?
My face is not on.
No, but
I legitimately like I had to send the video, and I was like, maybe I should wait until later and like shower and pretend to be in bed just waking up. And I was like, just fuck it, just send it. But at the same time, I was like, I post pictures of myself looking like shit. This is 10 times worse than any picture I've ever posted of myself looking
like
shit.
And
it's going to be national.
I have not seen these. So I'm excited to see them myself.
I'm sure you are.
Now, my point that I was getting to was that we've got so much going on, so much good stuff, so much stressful stuff, so much, you know, unknown. Like, since I've been quarantined, I'm trying to revamp my business of how things are going to be going forward, how much curbside pick, like getting my website ready, like just preparing. Mm-hmm. And now it's real. Now it's happening. And now, like, everything is coming, like, all at once. Like, everything is happening right now. And I have so much responsibility and so much things that I have going on. I like, yesterday, I woke up in a...
panic attack.
I was going to say funk, but that's so not even what it was. I was having a panic attack.
We were looking for Xanax in the house, and we realized it was all expired.
I found Xanax in my drawer, and it said by 2015. Mm-hmm. Or something.
Yeah, I was ready to start calling around to people who I know have Xanax and be like, can I pick some up for Adam?
Because yeah, I had
you were in a bad place.
Really bad day. And, not sleeping and not just thinking about, I have employees and I have to worry about them. And I got the PPP thing happening. And if any of you are dealing with a PPP loan, you can understand how disastrous of a program this is, that what I'm going through with my business. It's just all unraveling at the same time. And my stress was just beyond. And we had to do like the prep for the Tamron Hall show and talk to the woman who was going to just talk us through this thing. And I just wasn't feeling it. I wasn't feeling that. We're recording today because I couldn't yesterday. Like, it just hit me all at once. So I don't know if this anxiety and this this overwhelming feeling that I'm having, because getting back to what I just said before, I had two glasses of wine and I feel like I've had six. Is there like a correlation between being drunk fast because you're just like sleep deprived and anxious?
Of course, I'm sure.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know, because man, I got
every year hitting. You're hitting a wall. You're hitting a wall that I hit on day two.
Right.
And have hit 45 times since then, just banging my head against it. And you finally hit that wall yesterday and I was like, God damn it. Like now we're both hitting a fucking wall. You were doing so awesome for so long. And then
yesterday, for 2 months I was doing great. Then one day it just, but I got to say, I am excited to get back to work. I'm excited to see what we can do new going forward, because everything is going to change. Everybody's talking about the new normal, and that's a big quote that's going out there. Like, that's what everybody's referring to. There's going to be a new normal and I'm preparing for it. And I have, thank God. But I think it's now just hitting me that it's real and I have to deal with it now, like in 2 days. Mm. So
I know
it's, you know,
and I'm really sad that you're going back to work.
I know you are.
I am. Who the fuck is going
to
do the dishes?
I can't wait to see what this house is going to look like after one day of me being gone.
It's going to be a disaster.
I know.
No, just I have really enjoyed being. I'm really sad from the perspective, not only from the perspective of I'm really not interested in like being here alone with the three children, but also because I don't know. I think it's been a really nice period for us, as much as it sucked in so many ways. Like, but they're all external factors. I feel like as a unit, we've been really good and really bonded.
Ironically enough, it took us being quarantined for 2.5 months together 100% of the time to not fight.
Right.
Isn't that
what
crazy?
Was that? There was just, because there was just too much else to be pissed off about. Like, whatever you could have done would not make me nearly as pissed off as I am at the rest of the situation and life right now and the external factors of what's going on. So you were looking like a prince no matter what you did, because in comparison to the shit that is happening out there, I was like, he could do no wrong compared to all the fucked upness that's going on outside. Yes.
So I could have looked like a prince, but I look more like a king because of all of the above and beyond.
All right,
that
calm
I
yourself okay. down.
All right, so
speaking of which,
wait, point being, you're either in for a treat today or this is going to be a disaster. It's one or the other, because I think we're just getting a little drunk too quick, mm-hmm. and more than we normally would have. Because like I said, typically we could be I'm not drinking hard alcohol because I don't trust myself on hard alcohol anymore. Like, I don't feel good. Like, we've been drinking wine 99% of this quarantine. Because when we go to the cocktails, it's a bad, like, we're not functional mm-hmm. the next day.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, usually, like, because usually if you drink a lot in the next day, it's like a Saturday. And then that's just, you know, when now it's like a Thursday or a right. Tuesday. And it gets to be like, all right, now there's no schedule, so it's whenever. But yeah, so I've been sticking with wine for right now.
Yeah, so I knew that I'm back to reality very soon. So I'm going to stick with wine, just be good, not have any drinks. And I'm fucked up after two fucking glasses of wine.
All right, good. Let's see how this goes.
Exactly. All right.
So disagreements.
Okay, right. So we're talking about things that we disagree on. And I took this one as... All right, just to say it up front, what led us to this episode was our disagreeing on college. That's what led us to this episode. We're not going to make this whole thing about that.
No.
We will do, we've mentioned this many times already. We're going to do an episode about my, you know, ideas on college versus yours and the differences. But that's not what I was not prepared to do research and get stats.
No, we're not.
And
no, right now that's the back of everybody's mind. Everyone's just trying to get through the now. And yeah, I think taking it to that level would just not be relatable at all.
Right. So I thought we would just make it more fun and make it more about things we disagree on.
Yeah.
Versus just.
Yeah, I did a lot of just smaller things. And some things that might seem smaller, but have been very problematic over the years. Mm-hmm. So I just said, you know, what are some things you think you and I disagree on? Name like, you know, three or four things. And I'm interested to hear what you had to say.
I wonder if you can guess what I had to say. Can you guess number one? Not in order. It's not like number one's the most thing that we disagree on.
Right.
Just any of the
no
three.
Order, just all disagreements, no order in particular. The three thing, I mean, I don't know. Did you say something about cleaning?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's enough with the fucking cleaning already.
But that's our biggest thing that
okay,
we disagree on.
So what are we disagreeing on now about cleaning?
No, I just said about keeping a clean house, mm-hmm. which you've never been on par with, you've never agreed with, you've never done.
It's not that I don't agree with it. I don't know how to do it.
Oh, come on. If you wanted to be able to do it.
That is not true. I don't even think you should say that, because literally I walk into a room and I'm like, well, this is a shit show. I don't even know what the fuck to do. Like, I literally do not know how to make it better.
No, because you don't want to.
No, you're wrong.
No, you want it clean. You just don't want to do it yourself.
No, I don't know how. It's like a logic thing. It's like this should go here and that should go there. And everyone always says things should have a home. And I don't have that in me. That is not a part of me. I can't walk into a room. Like, I walk into a laundry room and it's a mess. And I'm like, oh, I got to take a picture and post it on Instagram. Because I don't know what else to do. That's the only way I know how to deal with a dirty room is to post it so that people
relate
to it.
Is that why you've been such a mess your whole life? Is because you knew one day you're going to have to post pictures to Instagram?
Maybe I was practicing. I don't know. No, I legitimately do not know. Like, when the organizers came... When the Neat Method women came a few months ago, I watched them and I was like, how do you,
right,
how?
But that's to another level.
Like, no.
You don't need bins that say shoes or, you know, tools or, you know, that's great. And I love it. And I to my level, I love that stuff. But for, you know, normies like you.
Normies.
You know what that's from?
Cheers.
No.
Am I a normie?
Defending your life. We call you normies because their brain size was whatever. It's just, okay. So a mountain of clothes does not belong on the laundry room floor. That doesn't mean that each socks don't go in the sock bin and the shirts don't go in the shirt bin. It just means there's not a mountain of clothes on the laundry floor.
No.
That's all.
No, you make it sound very easy. I disagree. I think that everyone has their strengths and weaknesses. And that is one of my great weaknesses in life, is that I walk into a room and then I see stuff in the pile and I'm like, oh shit, well that needs to be donated. But I just don't know
how
to do it.
So if there wasn't a pile to begin with, you would not have that problem.
That's like saying to you so many things that I could say about stuff. Like that there wouldn't be, you know, okay, so then to begin with, don't, you know, go to the casino if you don't want to spend a lot of money and you don't want to end up being upset.
And I have not.
Okay, but so but there were times that you did.
Okay, and that was for a short period, which I said, you're right, done. I shouldn't do that. And
yeah,
I did it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, now they're fucking closed. So how easy is it for you to
say that?
No,
they're not actually.
How many times you said to me a bunch of nights like, oh, that sounds good.
That sounds good right now.
Okay,
I'll tell you that right now.
But you can't. So you can't compare.
Now, can you imagine? Like, I wouldn't even want to go now. Like, can you imagine sitting at a table and there's like a glass divider between you and the dealer and you can't touch anything?
Why do you think that's how it's going to be?
Everybody's wearing masks and between you and the person next to you, there's going to be glass.
Oh, well, the Vegas mayor just wants you to open up and just go right. And spend your money.
No, like, Going to AC does not sound fun to me in the current environment.
Of course not.
So,
of course not.
Look, we have our own casino, right?
There's like no air filtration in there.
Right. Like, so they're like the recirculated oxygen. That's
yeah,
going
you're just getting
place.
Everybody else's coronavirus is just coming through the vents back to you. You are literally gambling with your life.
Oh, boy.
It's true.
Now, look, we converted our pool table to a casino, and I'm happy with that. Mm-hmm. That was fun. I play it when nobody's looking. And
one thing we did in quarantine is our kids are now expert gamblers. cleaning. I knew that was going to fucking be
right.
One. Mm-hmm. My first one, can you guess what one of mine is?
Wait, things that we disagree on that obviously you think.
Yeah.
So it's, we're not the college thing? That was
not yet. No.
Okay, not yet. No, I can't think of anything else that I don't do that you disagree with.
Oh, I said tipping.
That's changed.
Mm-mm. No, still, I still think that when it comes to tipping, I feel like we disagree on the fact that like you'll go out to a restaurant and be the most amazing tipper. And, you know, you and the guys, when you're all paying the check, which whether it's good or not, when it comes to the end of the night, for some reason, the guys always end up taking the check and the girls are all talking and whatever. And it's very traditional. I'm not saying whether that's good or bad, or it just is what it is. And you guys will like leave some tremendous tip for the waiter or waitress, which is very nice. I'm not at all saying they don't deserve it. They 100% deserve it. And then we'll go to a hotel and sleep over for a few nights. And I feel like you could give a shit whether or not we leave any money for the person who cleans.
That's true. I used to feel that way. I've changed because I never even thought about tipping.
Yeah,
staff.
How can that be? How did you not think about tipping?
But once you kind of enlightened me to that idea, I changed my ways, but I'm not great at
it.
No,
you're not.
I know I'm not. I have this thing. I could do it actually a whole episode on tipping too, because I have strong feelings about this thing. I think tipping in this country is out of control. I really do. I don't think there should be tipping in certain circumstances.
I think there's some things where it's out of control. I think someone cleaning up your fucking mess in a room.
Correct. I agree with you.
Deserves a lot of money. I think, yes, tipping someone who brings your car around for 4 seconds and giving them a $10 bill, yeah, it's questionable. Like,
Look, if people are underpaid because they're expected to receive tips, like waiters and waitresses, those poor people, yes, I tip them heavily. Mm-hmm. Like, even during this quarantine, when we're getting these...
No, I think quarantine tipping should be...
I'm out of my mind with
right,
tipping.
Right, agreed. No, in a good way. Like, I think we should be tipping more in
that's
quarantine.
What I'm saying. Like, when I say out of my mind, I mean, like, I'm doing it above
absolutely.
And beyond.
Absolutely. And I think that's fine.
Fucking risking their life to bring me my 100%. Groceries.
100%.
You know? So, but in normal circumstances, like, look, if I'm going to Starbucks to get a coffee, I'm not leaving a tip. Like, you're getting paid a wage. This is your job. You're not underpaid because of... Let's like a waiter or waitress who is underpaid because that's the law. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Whether they're making enough, that's a whole nother debate. But they make the wage, and look, you're giving like you gave me coffee. Like, okay, like it's, I run a retail store. I don't allow tips to my employees because we pay them what they're supposed to be paid. So that's where I kind of draw the line. Like, I'm not, I don't tip for things like that. If it's, it's more like if it's something that I could do on my own, but I choose not to, and somebody else is doing it for me, I tip them. You know, if I'm getting a delivery from a restaurant, if it's not quarantine, if I'm ordering Chinese food, and, you know, I'm going to tip the driver because I could have driven there and picked it up. I chose not to. So I'm going to pay the guy, help him out. He's probably being paid. I don't know how much, probably not enough. That's not the point, but I could have done it. I chose not to. So he brought it to me. So I helped him out. So that's kind of how I view tipping.
My biggest thing was, I was always, you know, whenever we're at a hotel, like I've watched you tip people when we go to a restaurant and someone opens you a bottle of wine. And then at the end of the night, you know, you've had this good wine and this good meal and you're in this great mood. So you tip tremendously. And then we go to, you know, a hotel and we sleep over, and you wake up the next morning, we're usually hungover, we're pissed off that we're going home,
right,
we're out of money, we've spent it all on, you know, dinners and whatever else it is, and you're probably like, fuck it, I don't have an extra $20 to leave. And I'm sort of like, really? So you go to a restaurant and someone uncorks a fucking bottle of wine for you? Again.
No, I don't tip the sommelier.
Not putting down, I 100% think tips should be left for waiters and waitresses. Not putting it, it is a hard industry. I totally get it. But at the same time, you are in a room, like unloading your...
Right, like they're changing, like stained sheets.
Your offspring gone wrong on the bed. And then you're like, oh, I have some quarters in my bag, I'll just leave that.
Oh, come on. I never dump change on the...
Oh, I beg to differ.
I
beg to differ.
Really?
But like, you definitely wouldn't make a trip to the ATM. You'd be like, oh, I have the Snickers in my bag.
Oh,
maybe
okay,
I'll
okay. Now you're getting...
but to me, I feel like you know, my mom always, when I was growing up, no matter where we were, because my dad was always so, I'll say frugal is a nice word. He was always so cheap.
I have that in here.
That she would leave money, you know, she would always bring extra cash with her wherever we went. And she would always, whether it was a restaurant or a hotel or, you know, whatever it was, she always handed them extra money after he was like in front of her. And I never felt like I had to do that with you, except for instances like a hotel.
That was like in that Friends episode when Ross... What was it? Is it the dad took them to dinner and he didn't tip enough? Like he was wealthy?
Right.
Remember that one?
Yeah, and he doesn't tip enough. Yeah. Yeah, but that's one thing is like, you know, I do think there's a double standard a lot. And I do think that a lot of times service people, not waiters, waitresses and stuff, but, you know, people who are even like, you know, our sanitation workers and everything, like even right now, they're all risking themselves and everything. But I don't know. Are we leaving extra tips outside for them?
You know what I'm doing? I think I talked about this in a recent episode. We have so many stupid amount of wine bottles that have been emptied during this quarantine.
Because we poured them out.
Right. Yeah, because they were okay. I fill up a real big size garbage can full of wine and I kind of peek out the window when they're doing recycling just to see if I'm being ashamed by the recycling guy, like after he pours. So I tape on.
Everybody's being shamed right now.
I tape on like I put $10 in an
envelope.
Good.
I'm glad you do that.
On the recycling bin.
That makes me feel much better. Thank you.
Because I want to see like the eye roll of the guy when he sees the amount of bottles coming out of this bin. And I feel bad for these guys, like you were just saying. So
of course. And
everybody needs a little extra right now.
Our sanitation workers in our town are awesome. They're the coolest guys because I run by them and everything. And they're always like, get it, girl. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, they're so fucking cool.
Are they catcalling you?
No. They're literally just like, egging me on, cheering me on. And they're just really cool guys. And they're in such a good mood while they're doing their job. I just think they're super cool. And I think we should be tipping them.
I've seen
a lot
more on YouTube wherever, Facebook, where like the little kids who are stuck at home and they go outside because they love watching people pick up the garbage or watching the, you know, the trucks go by. And these guys are so great. They wave to the kids and they like talk to the kids while they're like, I've seen so many of those videos and they're just doing a great job.
I mean, agree.
You know. All right. We have to take a break and we'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right. Do you have any idea what another one of my things that I think we disagree on is?
Is it a big thing or a little thing?
It's kind of a big thing.
Oh, shit.
I mean, like, what did we kind of fight about? All right. I said about keeping a budget.
Oh, yeah. You're getting into, like, mine is like fucking TVs and movie watching. Really?
Yeah. Well,
we
could
do
a big
whole
one.
Series on that.
Oh, so I shouldn't even
get
into that?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Get into it. Let's see it. Drunk boy. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Keeping a budget. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you disagree.
Right, let's talk about I have something that's a little bit that.
I want to preface this with initially for, when I say initially, I mean for the first 15 years of our 20 years of being together.
Oh, we're talking about the first 15 years?
I'm saying we
were. Oh, fuck this list. Right. I have a whole other
list. I'm saying we were both on par with not keeping a budget and just spending out of control.
No, we were not on par. Do not put us on par.
Well, it was that we were both like, we'll just spend whatever we want to spend.
Oh my God. Well, had you kept me in the same house I wanted to be in, I could have spent what I wanted to spend.
Okay. Maybe that's right. But the fact of, neither you or I ever said, how much, fuck you. This is how much money we have. This is how much we can spend. We've never done that. And I've been trying
to. No, you used to just send me emails of all the stuff I had spent.
Right.
And an email like, look at what you've spent.
Well,
in the meantime, you're always driving a nicer car than me.
Not always. There was a point where I wasn't. I think there was one.
Are you out of your mind? You have never had a car that costs.
You realize that the cars that we have now are the same price.
Okay, whatever.
All right. I just want to make sure you understand.
First of all,
that.
That's not true.
It is true.
No, it's not.
Yes,
number
it is.
One. Okay, I would like proof of that.
I will
one.
Give you the statements of
but
both
But it's fucking
cars.
Bullshit, number one.
It's not.
Secondly, you have always had a car that costs more than me. You have always, when we've moved into a new house, which has been five fucking times now, had the first say on what gets done in the house, and it's always been your room, your man cave room.
Which we're in right now that you're enjoying.
You have... let's fucking talk budget. Let's go ahead. I'm literally
She's
drooling. I'm literally drooling.
You're
right
foaming
now.
In the mouth.
I am literally foaming at the mouth.
And drooling.
Yes. It's either rabies or I'm pissed off. I'm not sure which. We cannot do this because if you're going to go back 15 years.
No, I'm
come
not.
On.
I'm saying 15. I'm going back 15 years. I'm saying you're right. I was not doing this.
And you're saying I wasn't either, but there's a scale here.
Okay. I'm trying to say in the last.
And here I am like,
years,
we can't watch the same movies together.
I was You all you said to me is, what are some things you think you and I disagree on?
Yeah, I didn't
this
mean
is something
like
we disagree
open
on.
Up a, like a can of worms that's going to take us on a 20-year...
All right. You literally said to me, like, within the year that, like, I'm trying to, like, where things are not as good as they used to be and, you know, we don't have the money that we did at one point. I'm trying to get us on track. And I said, well, we have this stupid credit card that costs, you know, the Platinum American Express. It costs $500 a year just to own the card. I was like, I want to close it. I want to just be on a budget. And I want... And you said to me, yeah, but I don't want to be in a checkout line and my debit card is declined, so I want to have the American Express card just in case.
That is correct.
Which makes absolutely no sense.
Because if any of you have ever been on a checkout line, I want to know, I should have done this in the poll. If any of you have been on a checkout line and you have an entire cart full of groceries and you go to hand your debit card or your credit card and it is fucking declined, it is a life-changing experience. And I don't mean that in the Oprah-esque kind of way.
No, it's an awful experience.
It is fucking awful, right. Especially when you're in line with people in the same town as you who are like, oh, it's that podcaster over there. I know her. Wow. Her podcast must not be doing well.
I want to be pay for in a position
fucking groceries
where the debit card doesn't cause you to need a credit card so that there's actually money left over.
I want to be in a position where we didn't buy six fucking houses that don't need us to worry about a credit card to fucking go food shopping.
We will never get past.
No, we will never get past this
one. Okay. Let's cancel out the budget one. Mm. Let's talk about TV shows.
Oh, okay. Let's. Yeah. I mean, now it seems so dumb. I'm like, we really can't watch anything together because you just want to watch the same fucking show over and over again. And I literally cannot do that.
That's very important. Let's talk about it.
We started Ozark 6 weeks ago during quarantine, right. And it was so fun. We were watching like one episode a night, and it was so fun.
And I prepped for it because I don't remember the first two seasons. So I went and watched the first two seasons.
Yeah, and I literally could never watch anything again over again. I just can't
watch
this.
Which kind of leads to your point.
When I was 11 or 8, I used to watch movies over and over again. But as a 42-year-old woman, I no longer do that. So I was so excited that we were watching Ozark together because there's very few shows we watch together. Like either you're watching by yourself and I'm watching by myself and then we come like together and talk about it. But anyway, we were watching Ozark. I was having the best time. And all of a sudden you're like, every night I'm coming down and I'm like, want to watch Ozark? And you're like, yeah. And then I would come down and you're like watching fucking Back to the Future for the 74,000th time. And I'm like, really? He couldn't watch a new episode of Ozark with me because he had to watch Doc hit his head on a fucking toilet again for the 80,000th time. Like, I was truly upset. I was like, I like to watch. I mean, there's so little to do in this environment right now with the pandemic that watching a show together was seeming really like we were in it together.
I agree with you. And I love that we can find a show that we can watch together. But I get into a place where, like, sometimes I just want to, you know, have my wine, have my iPad, play SimCity, and watch a movie in the background that I know every scene. And I don't, like, I've watched Rocky 1 through Creed 2.
Oh, I know you have.
100 times.
In this pandemic.
Yes, in this 100 pandemic.
100 times in this pandemic.
Yes, because
I cannot imagine sitting down and being like, you know, my favorite movie is Pretty Woman. I love Pretty Woman. If it's on TV and I turn to it and it's on, I keep it. I cannot imagine actually sitting down and being like, well, that my friends recommended these 10 phenomenal streaming shows that I could watch right now that are new. But I'm just going to watch Pretty Woman again for the 84th time.
Have our kids seen this?
Yes. Okay. And on Broadway, too. Hi, our child.
Joni, you want to say hi?
Come say hi.
Hi.
Jonah, do you like watching shows again or do you like watching something new?
Like, do you like watching the same shows or movies over and over or would you rather watch a new show? What?
New?
New.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. See?
All right, he knows.
Kay. Give me five. Mom, one. Dad, zero. Okay. So, yeah, I just, it's frustrating because I see, you know, we have this whole community and people are always like talking about what they're watching together. And my friends are always talking about what they're watching with their husbands. And I'm sort of like, the only people I'm binge watching shows with are our kids, which is great. I love bitching. Even them, though, I watch three episodes with them. And all of a sudden I wake up the next morning and they're like, Mom, I finished season one. And I'm like, motherfucker. Because I can't stay up until 5 a.m.
Right.
You finished it without me.
Well. Talk about what we just watched with the kids the other night.
Oh, American Pie.
No. Something About Mary.
Something About Mary. Right, that's basically good. The same thing.
Well, no, Something About Mary was kind of like
it was great.
Prequel to, in the comedy scene of those days.
I love how we force our kids to watch
forced our kids to watch Something About Mary.
Yeah. Something About Mary.
And our daughter stormed off.
Yeah, she's like, I can't watch this with you.
Yeah, like it was too 90s.
I think it was also just uncomfortable to watch with us.
No, I think it was too much of like what was funny in the 90s versus today, which is inappropriate.
She loves 90s movies. I think she was like the scene where the stuff with the hair, where he masturbates and then puts it in his hair.
No, but I think she was getting pissed off more of other things that are like not appropriate today to say. Kinda. Maybe. But I think we were left with just our middle son.
Always.
Who was loving the movie.
Yeah, he loved it.
But that was fun.
Yeah.
A lot of
pandemic parenting sure has changed, man.
All right, so what else do you have?
What do you have?
You don't have anything else?
Well, I do, but it's a little bit in line with what we already talked about with the budgeting. So we kind of covered it a little bit.
Okay, so you don't want to talk about it.
Well,
I had those three things. So we didn't talk about college.
No, we're going to.
Oh, we are?
A little bit. Okay. Yeah, we can touch on it.
Well, that was my third thing.
What was your third thing?
About college, how we disagree about the necessity of college. Mm-hmm.
Did you say anything about how you think how we were raised influences our disagreements? Like we were both raised. I mean, in some ways we were raised similarly. In some ways we were raised very differently.
Going back to the first thing about keeping a clean house. Like I get it. No disrespect, Linda and Ron.
Ron, if you have not listened to episodes 104 and 105, you should do that because they're phenomenal.
I can understand why you're not as clean as I would like you to be.
Ugh.
Leave it that at that.
Okay.
I don't want to get into it because I love Linda and I don't want to have any issues with that.
And I'm not Linda.
No, you're not. Ugh. There's some aspects of Linda that you have.
Yeah, and Linda happens to be, in a lot of ways, a phenomenal human
being.
In
more than a lot of ways.
Yeah,
I love her.
Okay.
Just not when she throws food on my floor, as you do too.
She throws. Okay, so my mom will come over. She grew up with dogs always. My grandfather always brought dogs home. He had a junkyard and in an inner city in Trenton in New Jersey. And dogs used to come, you know, stray dogs, and he was a dog lover. So he used to throw food down all the time on the ground for them. You know, if he didn't know if they were wild or they were going to bite him or whatever, he'd always throw food on the ground for them. So she has always just thrown food all over the house for our dogs. When I was growing up, we didn't have violent dogs, but she didn't hand the food to them, like chicken or turkey or whatever she had. She just threw it on the floor. I really think it was from seeing her dad like throw shit on the floor to the dogs at the junkyard. And she comes over our house. We do not have violent dogs. She just throws shit all over the floor for them to eat. And yes, I do not do that.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay.
You're foaming again. Your mouth is drilling in foam. Oh, are you getting upset?
I do not just throw food on the floor for them. She like throws shit that she knows they're not going to eat. She'll be like, here's a piece of broccoli. I'm like, Mom, they're never going to eat broccoli. Okay.
Bring it all in.
Go ahead.
Wait, no, we have to take another break.
Oh my God, already?
Yeah, it was fast. Wow. All right, we'll be right back. Maybe. I think by now all Marriage and Martinis listeners know that men's grooming goods maker Duke Cannon is as American as Kentucky bourbon whiskey. Not only do they make all their products in the U.S., but they put actual Buffalo Trace bourbon whiskey in their Big American Bourbon soap. Why? To give it its unique oak barrel scent, and because they can. It's whiskey in soap, damn it. Even better, it's 3 times the size of common dainty whiskeyless soaps. And we already know that dropping your soap in the shower is a huge pain in the ass. Even worse, when the soap you're using is large enough to break a toe, the solution is the Tactical Scrubber from Duke Cannon. This military-grade marvel is both a pouch to hold your soap and a scrubber to replace that loofah for a slightly deeper level of clean. It has a coarse mesh to scrub your hands and feet and a softer mesh for less, shall we say, rough areas. This thing gives the perfect lather and it's machine washable. You gotta go check out this product duo. It's the Big American Bourbon Soap and the Tactical Scrubber Pouch. Go check it out on Duke Cannon right now. That's DukeCannon.com. Use our promo code MARRIAGE for 10% off your entire order. And get this, free shipping on just over $20. Go to DukeCannon.com right now. Use our promo code MARRIAGE for 10% off and free shipping over $20.
Let's be honest. When it comes to anxiety, I need all the help I can get, especially now with quarantine and everything that's going on and my obsession with the news and all the stuff with homeschooling. I'm so happy that I have Feels in my life. Feels is a premium CBD delivered directly to your doorstep. It naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. And if you are like me right now, you are experiencing a ton of sleeplessness. It's easy to take. You place a few drops of Feels under your tongue and feel the difference within minutes. The thing to remember about CBD is that finding your right dose is important and everyone's dose is different. So leave room to experiment over the course of a week or two. You may need to take more or less to get the effects you're after. And the great thing about Feels is that they have an actual person on a hotline waiting to talk to you and help walk you through it. I have called them numerous times to try and get my right dose, and they are so helpful. Feel better naturally. Feels has me feeling my best every day, and it can help you too. Become a member today by going to feels.com/MNM, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's Feels, FEALS.com/MNM, to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. Not going to lie, I've eaten brownies for breakfast more times during this quarantine than I want to talk about.
Just this morning I told you stop eating potato chips for breakfast?
Yes, it was. food makes me happy and I'm just doing what I got to do right now. But that doesn't mean that I don't want to keep my body healthy for the long run. And I know quarantine is only so long, hopefully. But even if we try hard to eat kale salads and drink green smoothies, we still are most likely not getting all of the essential nutrients that we need on a daily basis. Ritual, the obsessively researched vitamin for women, has the nutrients most of us don't get enough from food, all in their clean, absorbable forms. No shady additives or ingredients that actually can do more harm to your body than good. Two easy-to-take capsules provide 9 nutrients you need to support a strong foundation for your health. A subscription is easy to start. It's easy to snooze. It's only $1 a day to have all the essential nutrients your body needs delivered every month, no strings attached. Better health doesn't happen overnight, and right now Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. Visit ritual.com/MNM to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at Ritual, ritual.com/MNM. So I asked you, do you think we agree on more than we did when we were first married?
No, I don't think we agree more. I think we maybe accept each other's views on things more, and we've found this happy medium, maybe. Like, I think our values are, not values, our thoughts on the things we disagree about maybe are kind of the same, but we understand each other's point of views more. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. No.
No?
No, no. If you, that's what you believe, that's fine. I completely disagree.
Oh, why? What do you think?
I think we agree on way more than we did when we first married. I think that things that you didn't give a shit about before, you give a big shit about now.
Okay.
I think things like humanity, philanthropy.
Oh, like other people.
Yeah, I think big issues that in the beginning when I was really concerned, I grew up in a very political household. I grew up in a household of people who, you know, all my family always, like, we've always been very socially aware and we, you know, do a lot of activism and everything. And I think that in the beginning of us dating, it was a concern of mine that you weren't, you weren't the type to, like, worry about volunteering or philanthropy or things outside of your own bubble.
Okay.
And I think now that's not who you are at all. I think now you're much more.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. And that's a huge deal for me. I think when we were first dating, like when we first got married, when we were, well, I guess engaged, and you wanted to get a dog, I was like super happy because I didn't know if you were going to be a dog lover, and you're like a super big dog lover now.
Why did I want to get a dog? I never had one.
Like new things. You wanted something new. And that's why you first got him, but her. But at the same time, now you really love animals and dogs, not animals, dogs.
No, I love animals, most of them.
Yeah. But you, I mean, you really like love our dog. I mean, yeah. I know you hate them too.
I hate them.
Yes.
But I love them.
But you love them.
Yeah.
And that's a huge deal for me too, because like I've said before, dogs are like a huge part of my life. And I don't know if I could be married to somebody. Like, had you ended up being like, I didn't have dogs growing up, I don't want to have dogs, that would have been a huge issue for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think in a lot of ways, listen, I know you think I haven't come very far in the cleaning department or whatever, but I certainly think I try a lot more than I did at the beginning.
I would say this quarantine has proved otherwise.
Okay. For fuck's sake, quarantine doesn't count for shit. Everybody is just trying to get through this motherfucker. And if you're not cleaning, fine. If you are surviving, it is all good. And that is what I'm doing.
Well,
I'm surviving. No, yes, I am doing a lot of other things. I'm loving my children. I am trying to, you know, keep my sanity. I'm trying to keep on top of my medication. I am trying to make it so that I am moving, for fuck's sake. I am doing all the hard things, okay? Nobody is changing clothes more than once every 3 days. If the laundry doesn't get done, it's fucking okay.
I'm not saying it's not okay.
No, that is exactly what you are saying.
No, it's not. Okay. Look, have we fought about it? No.
No, we have not.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I could have easily made a very good case to fight about it.
Okay.
All right. Should
Ew,
we talk,
David.
Should we talk? Oh. Mm-hmm. Burn. Should we talk about college?
I just want to talk about college from the perspective of you and I have very differing opinions about it. I think we've both come to a certain place of like, maybe I've become a little bit more lenient about it. Maybe you've become a little bit more about realizing why it's important. We have three kids. We have a 14-year-old, almost 15, a 12-year-old, and an almost 9-year-old. We have time a little bit. With our daughter, maybe not so much.
Yeah, not so much.
Not so much. And now everything, it's my sister just sent me a link today, which maybe I'll put on one of our Instagram stories this week about virtual college tours. And I realized that every kid is very unique. Every kid is very specific. And not all kids, I truly believe this, not all kids need to go to college. But at the same time, I think they need to have a very specific agenda. Like, I think that you, in a sense, say kids don't need to go to college as someone who you didn't go to college yourself.
No.
Oh.
I don't agree with that at all.
Oh.
I have a very different opinion than what you just said.
Well, I don't, on what? What do you, what?
I don't think that it's automatic. Like, I think in your mind, it's like you graduate high school and you go to the best college possible for you.
I disagree.
Really?
Oh, for you.
Yeah. You spend the most money possible.
Yeah, but that's not, that doesn't mean
possible.
The best college possible.
No, I'm not saying
no,
that.
No, you're wrong.
No, I disagree. Like, I think you think, let's say our daughter wants to go to NYU, right? Because you think that's the best college for her. Whether it's.
No, I don't.
I'm not saying you think NYU is the best college for her. I'm saying let's use that as an example because you thought it was. You would say, well, she needs to go there because that's the best college for her. Even if it's $75,000 a year to go there, no matter what, that's what we're going to do.
That is how much it costs, by the way.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Insane. Okay. Does she even have an idea of why she wants to go there? What she's going to get out of going from there? Is it just because it's in New York? Is it just because of the experience? There's so many other ways to get amazing and life-changing experiences other than spending $300,000 over 4 years of college. And that's my point of view. Unless you're going, and I use NYU, I know it's a very high end
what are those
school.
Other experiences? How are you insisting that the kids keep some kind of structure when they do that? Why are you so convinced it's going to be, you know, so life-changing for them to be in that environment, and they're not going to just like come back and be like, well, now what the fuck am I going to do?
Well, let's say, all right, life-changing experiences. Nobody says you have to go to college right after high school. That's kind of the norm, right? So let's say that they go to...
And actually, we don't even know what colleges are going to be open and everything next year. So there might be
kids...
This
is kind of pre-quarantine, like
COVID.
Well,
I don't think so. Okay. I think it's all relevant.
My point is... All colleges are on the same level, unless you're in the Ivy League. Okay, Ivy League means something. I get that. Okay, and then there's the next level, and then below that you have your state schools, which will cost you $12,000 a year. Okay, nobody says you have to go to college right out of high school.
State schools $12,000 a year.
We send our kids to Rutgers. It's $12,000 or $15,000.
Oh, really?
A year. Yes.
I'm very happy with that.
That's the first fucking time you've ever said that to me.
I'm super happy with that. What are you talking about?
Before I get very excited about the fact that you just said that, my point is when you graduate from whatever college you go to, unless you're at Princeton or Yale or Harvard or whatever, it doesn't matter when you go to apply for a job. Because on average, you're going to make $50,000, $60,000 a year. Okay, and you're going to be in debt for the rest of your life.
I'm not even thinking about a job. I'm thinking that we have a daughter who is very unique.
Okay.
She is, she has her own quirks. She has her own, she's a phenomenal kid. She's very, not influenced by other people. She's very independent. I am more like, I want to see her at a school that is right for her. It has nothing to do with how she's going to end up and what job she's going to end up at. I am looking at schools for her. And she's not even a sophomore, and I'm already looking at schools because I feel like she's going to need such a specific type of school. I am looking at schools for her that are, first of all, she's a writer, so she's very into that. I am looking for schools that are very accepting, embracing, engaging, love, you know, a little bit of quirk, love a little bit of different, like, love artsiness. I never have looked at a school with her, like, for her and thought, oh, she's going to wind up making more money. No.
Right.
She's going to wind up being accepted at this school and have an amazing experience for 4 years.
I agree with you. And I think this is more of a recent thing that you've been kind of thinking to yourself within the last few years. Because before that, it was more they should go to the best schools and have they need to go away to have the best experience. And because they have to have
yes,
the college
life. Yes, I still
life,
feel like the experience.
And no matter what, go to the best. Like, if they want a great experience and something that's actually going to benefit them in the long run, don't go to college right out of high school. Go to wherever. Go to another culture. Go to another country. You went
to
Mexico.
And then come back and do what?
Whatever you want. Go to a school that makes sense for you, and you already have the knowledge that you've learned. You went to Mexico after high school during high school, mm-hmm, or college? Like, you
yeah,
had
and I
experience.
Got drunk and
okay,
smoked seven packs
right,
of cigarettes every
you.
Day. And it was fantastic and wonderful, and it changed my life.
But that's an experience.
But I still knew I was coming back to structure.
Okay, but guess what? You had an experience that no college, you know, somebody who went to college right out of high school has ever had. Okay? And you can use, had you been smart about it and
but
actually
had
learned,
I not come back and known that I was going to college, I would have come back and been like, fucking now what?
Okay, so
I would have had no idea what I wanted to do.
Do you think people who are going into school right out of high school know what they want to do? Of course,
exactly.
Not.
It buys them time to realize
so
what they want to do.
Experience the world for a year that'll cost you $20,000, maybe. Learn culture.
There's
learn experiences.
There's no part of you that
learn
wishes that
language.
You had a college degree.
For what?
Oh boy.
Let's say I had a college degree. Now what?
You don't think that there's interviews that you can go on, businesses you could work for?
No, because
companies.
I have the knowledge. I have the experience. I have way more than anybody else coming out of college that they learned from a professor that can offer a company that I'm shooting for the same job.
But are companies going to look at you the same?
Absolutely. As Elon Musk just
put out there a long time ago.
I don't need a college degree for
what we're looking for. Okay, okay. You cannot. A month ago, you could have used Elon Musk, and now you may not.
Okay, fine. I understand that, and I agree with you a little bit. But that's how things are going. Like, if you go and impress somebody from your skills, your knowledge, your experience, you're going to outweigh somebody who says, hey, I got these grades and these scores and these things. I just don't think college is as important as it was.
With our son, he's a drummer. I'm not looking for him to go to the best school intellectually. I want him to go to a great school with a great music program. I just want them to have some kind of a structure. And you had the benefit of meeting me when I was in my senior year of college, meeting me again when I was in my senior year of college. And you had a year of college. You came every weekend and visited me. And you partied, and we went to do things that were awesome in New York City. And you got that experience from me. And I do think that that was a huge part of your life. Like, I do think that that 1 year of coming to New York and everything really was amazing for you, that you got to experience.
Yeah, but nothing of that at all had to do with you being at a college. Like, I had no experience of you. I wasn't in college. For me, I wasn't in college. And for you.
Well, I had a cheap place to live because I was in college. I had a parent who was paying some of what I was doing, although my brother-in-law was paying more. You know, I think that there's something to be said for those 4 years of figuring it out and having some kind of structure and some kind of understanding of, this is my purpose right now, instead of having to figure it out of, like, even I can relate it to being a stay-at-home mom, and then all of a sudden it's like the world is your oyster and you're thinking to yourself, what the fuck am I going to do? Well, I don't know. If I had some kind of program that I could go into and figure out what I wanted to do, like, those 4 years are huge. I mean, everything about those 4 years made me who I am right now.
That's fine and that's great, but there's other experiences on a parallel level there that you could have been doing something else. If you were in Europe for a year,
I would have come back and said, I don't know what I want to do now.
No, because that could have led you to something else that would have changed your mind and found your passion that you wanted to do. Like, any experience that you would be, you don't have to go. Listen, academia-wise, I get it that Ivy Leagues are at another level. That means more for a job. I understand. When it comes to the rest, it's walls and trees and a campus, or it's a city, and they're all the same. Like, it doesn't matter because the whole point of college is life experiences. I get that, which my point is you can get those elsewhere. The next is to get a job. That's the whole point of college, is to get a job. That's why you go to college, to further your academia and get a job.
I disagree, when I was in NYU, you know, I used to go to Broadway for $10. I would see the best Broadway shows for $10.
Can they do that now?
Granted, I was going out for $30 drinks after.
Right.
But I was seeing the best Broadway shows for $10. Like, there are way more, you know, you say it's about getting a job. It's not. I think it's about more than that. I think it's about way more than that. And I'm not saying that everybody should go to college. I am saying you need to have a specific plan and a specific structure of what is going to happen after.
Okay. You don't spend $200,000 to have an experience and not get a job and make money and have a career for the rest of your life. Going to college is about getting a job.
But it made me a better person. Okay, so go to a therapist. Doesn't that have some kind of validity?
They'll make you a better person.
I was in therapy the whole fucking time I was in college.
Okay, that'll cost you $1,000, okay?
No, I agree. Listen, we can't afford NYU. Our daughter is not going to NYU unless she gets a scholarship, and she's probably not getting a scholarship. I get that. I still think college has a ton of positive aspects to it.
I think it did.
I think it does.
I think those days are gone. Things are changing.
Okay.
All right. we both have so much more about this, I think.
I think we're going to end up cutting out most of that.
You think
anyway.
So?
Probably.
No, I think it's good.
Okay.
I didn't even get it.
Wait, I want to do the polls.
I barely got into my stats about all of this.
All right,
so
pause this because I want to get my pose.
Okay.
My polls.
Pose. Let me see your pose. Is it like a Vogue? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we did some polls on our Instagram account. as we usually do, and I asked some of the questions that we've like been asking each other. And I said, do you and your spouse basically tip the same, or is one of you a bigger tipper?
Always a bigger tipper. There's one person who's a bigger tipper.
60% said they were the same. So only 40% said they were a bigger tipper.
Okay.
If you said one is bigger, how who is it? 60% said me.
Well, who's me?
Me, is it, like whoever is answering. They said that it's
is
them.
It mostly women?
I don't know.
Okay.
One thing we feel differently about. I said, what is one thing that you and your spouse feel differently about? They said needing high-end material things like fancy cars. So they differ on that. Catholic or Protestant education. So like religion stuff.
Okay.
Our taste in music. Let's see. They said how we spend our money, which is a bigger thing. Politics was big. A lot of people said politics. And that's one thing.
People in their own marriages are fighting about politics.
Politics has nearly ended our marriage. We absolutely avoid talking about it now.
I feel like today.
It wouldn't last for us.
I feel like today that's probably a bigger issue than typically.
Right now I could not be married to somebody who disagreed with me politically. I 100% couldn't.
I would be fucking scared if you disagreed with you
politically.
No, but
I think at this point you really do agree with me politically.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I think that for sure I could not be married to somebody. 100%. I would be... Yeah, it's very hard.
And I'm scared of you with your friends talking politics. Forget about you and I alone.
Well, but I have friends who disagree with me politically.
That's what I'm saying. Like, right. It makes me nervous just to even be with friends that you disagree with politically.
Yes, but it's a different time right now.
Yeah.
People said discipline with our kids. You know, that's a big thing. How necessary is exercise and working out? Politics, fiscal politics, economic politics. Wow, yeah, right now is the time. People are, how much screen time should our kids get? What kind of chores should our kids get? Religion is a big thing. And religion, I think, is one thing. If you come towards me with politics, I think I've come towards you with religion, right?
Like, no, what do you mean?
I think religion used to be way more important to me, and I've very much loosened up on that.
Yeah, you grew up very religious.
I grew up very religious, yeah. And I think you were, when we got married, I think you could kind of care less whether or not we raised our kids Jewish.
No, I could care less. I come from a very religious family. Mm-hmm. You know, my grandparents were, you know, almost Orthodox. Like it was, mm-hmm. Next level.
Yeah, so, but yeah, you know, it's, right now is a very interesting time to disagree on things because politics are huge, and how you feel about what's happening is huge, and yeah, it's a big deal. So I think you and I have the same core values, which makes it easier. We have these underlying things which are not, we've realized over, you know, if you asked us 20 years ago, those were the most important things ever. Now it seems.
Well, I never even thought about politics until how many years ago? You know, like I was never a political person in any way. Mm-hmm. I knew nothing about politics. Not that I know so much today, but I definitely have my views more now than ever.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, we align. So at least it's keeping us sane together.
Right. But I think, you know, I think disagreements also are healthy. I think it's, you know, it's healthy to respect each other's positions, depending on what the topic is. And I think we try to do that. College is going to be an interesting thing to unfold for us. I think that's going to be very interesting because I think each of our kids is going to need something different and we're going to have to work together to find what that is. And my biggest concern with our kids is that they're not going to have direction because I think if I didn't have college, I wouldn't have had any direction. So that's a big thing for me that I mm-hmm. worry about with our kids. So anyway, but yeah.
Okay. Are we good? I think we're done.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting every week to ask if you are enjoying our podcast, if you have been with us for a long time and maybe haven't had the time to review and rate and review. We would love you to really do that. It would be super important to us. it's incredible to help us in that way. And we love all your messages and everything. Thank you. If you could spend a minute or two and just leave a rating and review, that would be awesome. I hope you're all doing well. I love being able to talk to you all online. I know there are some people whose messages I haven't gotten to yet. I'm working on it always. I always want to answer every single message. If by any chance I haven't gotten back to you, send it again. I'm trying my best.
Oh, wait. I did my first Instagram post. Mm-hmm. So if you guys enjoyed that and you want me to do more of those.
No one wants more of that.
And I was even talking to people. I was messaging them and like
yeah.
doing little emojis and yeah, stuff to let yeah, them know yeah. I appreciated what they
yeah,
said.
Yeah, you posted me drunk.
I have
While you were drunk. You don't ever drunk post on Instagram.
I know. Well, listen, it's Sterling's fault. He encouraged me.
Not the worst marriage yet.
Yeah. So.
And we're trying to do a live every week or every once every other week. So come join us for that.
Yeah.
And we love you. And we're here and we're going to stay here. And we hope we're still bringing stuff that's relevant and that you guys are enjoying. And we love you so much.
All right, guys. Thanks. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.